This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we looked at a promise God gave to Israel that, in a secondary way, we could apply to ourselves. The promise was in Isaiah 41. If you read on, you will find in verses 13 and 14 the following, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you,' declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Again, this is clearly addressed to Israel, but in a secondary sense, it can be applied to anyone who has been redeemed by the Holy One of Israel. What a neat picture, God holding my hand and telling me not to fear. When I'm in His grip, I have no need to fear. He will help me. But that implies that I need help, that I can't do it myself. Notice how he describes Jacob, O worm, and Israel, O little Israel. In ourselves, we are small, too small to overcome the opposition. We're no more than a mere worm crawling along on the ground. But remember that Jesus Christ is identified prophetically in Psalm 22:6 as follows, "I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people." Jesus became for me what I am, a worm, humbled and despised. Through his great sacrifice, Jesus redeemed me. Now, though I, like Jacob, am like a worm, God says, "Don't be afraid, I myself will help you." With his help, though I'm little and insignificant in myself, I can face any foe, no matter how formidable, and overcome. So take heart and be encouraged. Read Philippians 4:13 to reaffirm this.